News from the Radio Oklahoma News Network. I'm David McCollum. Next week is Freedom Fiesta Week in Oklahoma City to commemorate the nation's first civil rights sit-in. It celebrates the strength of a group of children who sat down at the Katz drugstore counter in August of 1958 and attempted to buy a Coca-Cola. They were spat on, threatened with arrest, refused service, but did not leave and remained peaceful. A major memorial is now under construction on the original site of the drugstore. More and more Oklahoma communities are signing up for the state's Film Friendly program. Radio Oklahoma's Ken Johnson has more.
One tribe and 39 towns have signed up to the program that lets the production companies know where communities have systems in place to aid in their film productions. Last year, the state's film incentive created an estimated 4,173 jobs and had a major economic impact on several communities.
More on these stories at RadioOklahomaNews.com. For the Radio Oklahoma News Network, I'm David McCollum.
In 1958, the Hillary family purchased a small telephone company in their hometown of Medicine Park. Now in their third generation, Hillary delivers state-of-the-art services across rural Oklahoma. From Main Street business owners and our future generation of leaders, to farmers at the heart of our rural economies, Hillary is always innovating, consistently connecting, and relentlessly going where others won't. Because every community, every person, matters.
The Radio Oklahoma News Network. We're Oklahoma-owned and operated every hour and every day. We present the news and information from our Oklahoma home-based reporters and anchors. We go beyond the press release by asking the questions about the impact on the lives in all 77 counties. Get the latest news at RadioOklahomaNews.com. It's news by Oklahomans for Oklahomans on the Radio Oklahoma News Network.